With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. When school is out, many teenagers start looking for work, and some of those teens will undoubtedly be put to work on the farm. Those kids are strong and they're full of energy, sure, but oftentimes, and especially when they're unsupervised, they can put themselves in harm's way. Melissa Pockelman with the National Farm Medicine Center has a few safety tips for farmers and their young employees for this time of year.
In order for a youth to be doing that specific task, we need to make sure that they're mature enough to know they're working with sharp objects. They're not out there goofing around with their brothers and sisters or their buddies who might be working with them. They need to know that when they're working with a baler, they cannot be wearing loose-fitting clothing or clothing with strings. Are they smart enough to know that their hair needs to be tied back and they cannot be wearing scarves? Also, do they know how to dress for the weather? If they're working out there in the summer, do they know to wear sunscreen and maybe a sun-safe shirt? In the winter, do they know that they need to wear enough layers of clothing to keep them warm throughout the task so that they're not getting things like frostbite? These are all things that sometimes we overlook, but all of these things are important to teach our youth as we allow them to do those tasks.
And it's always good to remember, statistically, farming is still one of the most dangerous jobs in the country, especially for those working with farm equipment. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.